In Tunisia, meanwhile, it's on to the business of rebuilding a country and recovering some cash. 1 month ago, a popular uprising toppled Tunisia's authoritarian president, Zine El Abidine Ben Ali. Well, today, Tunisia's provisional cabinet adopted a slew of practical mechanisms to recover the assets of former regime members. It said that once recovered, the assets would be used for the development of some of Tunisia's poorer regions.